or get to raise for another year.
How big is it? How big should would a pig get to be called a shoat?
Oh, I'm adding 100, 150 pounds. Then a hog gets 250.
I see. Now, did you ever see any hogs that got out in the, you know, got
wild hogs?
Yeah.
Yeah. We have wild hogs not far from here. Now the man had wild hogs, and the way he raised his hogs, he just turned them loose in cold water bottom. And then they'd come up, if they got hungry, they'd come up and he'd feed them. But he just turned them loose, and they just got wild. They were wild hogs down in there.
What would they eat?
They'd eat acorns, pecans, and hickory nuts, and grass, and I don't know whether, I imagine they'd eat rabbits, anything they could find. A wild hog, well, they'd eat you if you get out there.
Did they have these kind of...
Oh, they got a broad mouth, and they got tusks, teeth that run out, and big old teeth.
Yeah, they got those up in Arkansas. They
yeah.
Razorbacks.
Your razorbacks. That's a long... Razorback, of course, that's the name of the football, too.
Yes.
That's the reason, because lots of wild hogs in Arkansas, and they're called Razorbacks. Fun-looking things.
Now, the things the hogs would have on their backs, you know, what kind of stiff hairs on the hog's back, what would you call them?
Bristle. But now the wild hogs have, but the tame hogs don't have that bristle. They have the hair all over just about alike. They don't have bristle. Well, wild hogs have bristle, and they stand up and they get after you. Get bad, bristles stand up. Hair stand up, and they call bristles. I never did see one dressed anything. I never get close to one, as far as that's concerned. But I have seen the bristles stand just like a dog sometimes, you know, stand up.
Yeah. Dressed, you mean? You mean killed and...
I never did see one.
Now, what can you tell me about some of the sounds you'd hear around the farm?
Well, of course, just the cows and the hogs and the dogs and the chickens and...
Yeah. What would a cow make? A calf, maybe, a young calf.
Oh, the calf just kind of bleats like. They don't low, but a cow lows. And, of course, a mule nickers.
And a horse?
Horse nickers, or neighs. They get hungry. We had old mule used to nicker at 12 o'clock every day. He'd be in the field. I have a big old farm bill out here, and it rings, and they'd nicker every time. Tell them dinner's ready.
Now you'd say, well, it's getting late. I think I better go out and feed the...
stock.
Feed the stock.
Because you're going to feed everything, you know.
Did you have a lot of feathered things or animals with wings around here? You'd say, I got to go out and feed the...
Chickens.
Chickens or anything else? You ever have anything else like geese or...
Well, we had geese and ducks and guineas and chickens. I never did have any peafowls. I never had a peafowl.
Yeah.
Had a neighbor want to give me some, but I didn't.
You said you kept the chickens in a coop.
I had a chicken yard. I kept them in a chicken yard. I had a chicken house. And I kept the layers up till dinner, and then I'd turn them out in the afternoon. They'd just take the place. Go any way they wanted to go. Well, we kept they lay mostly in the mornings, and then you'll all through land in the morning. If it was cold, we wouldn't bad and snowy, we didn't turn them out. But then we always had some green planted for them so they could